Good evening. We come together tonight to pray for various needs that we are aware of and needs that are in this country. And the Lord is able to meet every need according to his riches in glory as we come before him to pray and to intercede. If you are aware of any problems, if there are any people that you wish us to pray for, then please contact Graham either by email or text or even phone, and we'll add people to the list that we can bring before the Lord in prayer and see mighty things done in his wonderful name. Let us pray. Lord, we are aware of various needs that have been brought to our attention, and we continue to bring before you these needs. Lord, we bring before you Rose Joy's husband, William. We pray that he will continue to improve and that you will heal him from that lymphoma. Lord, nothing is impossible for you. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus for a wonderful healing. Lord, you are able. You're able. Hallelujah. And Lord, we pray for Rose Joy and their daughter Mikando, Lord, that they may be able to rejoice in your wonderful deliverance. Lord, bring that joy back into their lives, we pray, in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, move mightily to save and to heal. May William come to know you as his Saviour and Lord. And Lord, tonight we also bring before you Vigula, that you will keep us strong in faith and to trust you in what is a difficult time. Lord, we pray you'll help her and strengthen her in her work as a doctor, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray also for Tom Pegg, that you will keep him free from pain, Lord, and that he may know your peace. Lord, your word says that peace of God that passes all understanding. And Lord, we bring before you Rose Auerhand. Lord, may she know your wonderful presence with her every moment, every day. Lord, she's there in that flat by herself. And Lord, we just pray that you will bless her, Lord, and that you will be a strength and a comfort to her. Deliver her, Lord, from all pain and discomfort, Lord, we pray. And Lord, tonight we bring before you the case of Sheila Barr, who had some bleeding from the brain and was taken into hospital. Lord, touch her there in hospital. Give her a speedy healing. And we pray that she may be soon well enough to return home, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless her, we pray. Bless her and encourage her, Lord. Bless and encourage her daughters. And may they too look to you for a mighty healing. Lord, we look to you when there is no other place to look to. We know that you are our strength. You are our mighty tower. Hallelujah. And we can rest secure in you, Lord, knowing that you will answer prayer. And Lord, we continue to pray for Bob Mundy, who had some breathing and pulse rate problems. He seems a lot better. But Lord, keep your mighty healing hand upon him, Lord, that he may know your presence day by day. And we also feel very upset for the family of that 2-year-old boy, Adam Onyibi. We were praying for him, Lord, but sadly he's passed away. But we can be assured that as a young 2-year-old, he is now in your presence where there is fullness of joy. Oh, Lord, bless and encourage his family. Lord, we pray. Lord, in other areas, we lift up before you the Basildon Refuge as they struggle with the increased numbers being brought into their refuge. We pray for these women, Lord, that they may be helped and set free and delivered. And we pray that we might be able to help them. Lord, so much has been brought about by the current national crisis. Lord, help them, we pray, and help us to continue helping them as we take them food and other necessities, Lord. And we pray for all those in our fellowship who are actually working in hospitals or in the caring profession at the moment, Lord. Lord, as they face the dangers of that virus, Lord, we pray you'll strengthen them, protect them, Lord. Shield them, we pray. Keep them safe as they seek to help others. Lord, tonight we pray for this current situation that you will bring it to an end, Lord, that we as an assembly of your people might soon be able to meet together again in fellowship, in prayer, in ministry one to another. Oh, Lord, bring a great victory out of these current difficulties and this current separation, Lord. Lord, may we be drawn closer to you, Lord, individually, but as a fellowship of your people, may we be bound together, Lord, in you and in love. Lord, we are aware that there is much to be learned, and that out of this situation might come a new, mighty work of the gospel in salvation and healing in Jesus' name. Lord, we're aware of what you said to your people in the time of Joshua, when they were heading for the promised land. After 40 years of wandering aimlessly in the wilderness, so it seemed, they're brought to the place where they're moving into the promised land. And in Joshua chapter 3 and verses 3 to 5, you said, go after the Ark of the Covenant. In other words, keep your eye on me, on my presence. Follow me, that you may know the way by which you must go. For you have not passed this way before. And Lord, we're in a situation where now we're in a place which we have not passed before. It is strange to us. Lord, I believe you're telling us, keep your eyes on you. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Follow him. Joshua said, sanctify yourselves. Set yourselves apart to God. Wholly, completely, totally for his use. For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Lord, we're praying that out of this situation, as we, as your people, turn to you with all our hearts, with all our souls, Lord, that Lord, tomorrow you will do wonders amongst us, Lord. Oh, we pray that that might be the case in Jesus' name. Lord, I believe you are bringing your people out of stagnation, out of wandering aimlessly, and you are bringing us to where we should be, in going into all the world with the gospel and healing the sick and living lives holy for your glory. Lord, keep our eyes on you. May we indeed follow you. And may we see tomorrow, in the days that lie ahead, you, our Lord, doing wonders among us. Lord, deliver this country, we pray, from this current coronavirus situation. And may we see mighty things done in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the gospel, in people being saved, in people being healed, in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that even now as we're praying, Lord, may we feel that sense of certainty and assurance that as we have prayed and what you desire, Lord, will be done in Jesus' name. Bring glory out of this, Lord, to your wonderful name. Bring a mighty work of salvation across this country, across the world, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And now it's your turn to pray as well. Whatever the Lord has laid on your heart, as this section comes to a close, you bring your prayers before the Lord. And when you've finished praying, press the closing prayer section to bring in that final prayer of commitment to the Lord. Amen.